This episode is sponsored by our friends at Fujifilm North America. Their X-Series digital cameras and lenses may just give you that creative edge you're looking for in your portraits and events. You'll find everything from 40 megapixel image quality to 40 frames per second burst, plus unique in-camera film simulation modes and effortless usability. Click the link in the episode description to find the full range. There has never been a better time to invest in your passion, so make sure to click the link. Hey there, it's Nikki Klosser, and I want to let you know about an awesome free giveaway for people on our email list. If you haven't already, click the link in our podcast description or go to theportraitsystem.com/signup to get on the list. If you sign up, you'll get a free posing 101 PDF to jumpstart things. It's an epic PDF, so you'll definitely want to get this. Also, just by being in our email community, you'll get deals, sales, and information about any of our upcoming events and activities. So head over to theportraitsystem.com/signup and sign up today. You're listening to the Portrait System Podcast.
Have everybody that sees me, like how I present myself on social media, they're like, oh yeah, you're the photographer that has a baby in a carrier on her back, and you're doing your thing. And people are like, we're inspired. Like, you're such a, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, like, you're such a badass.
Welcome to the Portrait System Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Klosser, and this show is here to help you succeed in the world of photography and business, to help you learn to become financially free doing what you love and so much more. With over 1 million downloads, countless photographers have taken what they've learned from both our episodes and from theportraitsystem.com, and they have grown their businesses, quit their day jobs, and are designing a life of their dreams. We keep it real and share stories about the ups and downs that come with running a photography business. You'll hear real life stories of how other photographers run their business, and you'll learn actionable steps that you can take to reach your own goals. Thank you so much for being here, and let's get started. Hi, it's Nikki Klosser, and this week my guest on the Portrait System Podcast is Laura Sacedo. Laura is a photographer in Austin, Texas, who focuses both on outdoor boudoir and motherhood shoots, including maternity and moms with their babies. The other thing about Laura is that she is a full-time stay-at-home mom while she runs her business. Laura and I talked about what it's like for her to not have any childcare for her young children, but to still run a successful business. We also chatted about how Laura markets her gorgeous outdoor boudoir sessions and how she prices her packages. Okay, let's get started with Laura Sacedo. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the Portrait System. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, where are you at right now?
Well, currently I'm in Austin, Texas, but I am sitting at my desk that is in my dining room next to a pile of dirty dishes and
sounds
my
right.
Kids' crafts on the other side of me. So I'm at home.
Awesome. It's funny because I think sometimes people think I have this like glamorous recording space, and I actually record in my kids' toy room.
Yeah.
So there's that. They never really use the toy room because they would rather be near us at all times. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if you guys aren't going to use it, it's like the best sound in the house in there. So I'm just going to go ahead and set up.
I totally get that. I don't have an office in my home. So because my kids, like you said, they like to be with you and I need to watch them at all times.
How old are your kids?
I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Okay. Yeah. So still pretty little.
Yes. And they are very much attached, like likes to be near me all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it is for us too. Okay. So how long have you been a photographer?
I guess I would say a little over 10 years. I actually got my degree in photography.
Oh, nice.
I went to Texas State and got my Bachelor of Fine Arts in photography, and I graduated in 2013. So, and then I started my business in 2016.
Okay. So it's been a little while.
Yes. It's been a while. I didn't really start getting serious about it until until right after I had my daughter. I always had multiple jobs. And ever since I became a mom, this is now my main form of income.
Okay. All right. So when you decided, this is when your 5-year-old right around there was born?
Yes.
Okay. And that's when you were like, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Yes. I mean, it's really, I didn't really have a choice. It's like, I have to watch this baby full time, and I couldn't I've always been a person that has worked like multiple side hustles, multiple jobs, multiple mm-hmm. forms of income. I worked all throughout college. And then after college, I just started whatever job that would give me. And if I wasn't making enough, then I went and found another one. So,
yeah, hard worker.
Yes, yeah. I've always been that way. But motherhood kind of was like, oh, yeah, I wasn't paying for daycare. So I made what I was already doing, my photography, my full-time focus.
It's so funny. There's so many stories where it's like people don't start their business until they're kind of up against a wall, mm-hmm. even though it's something they've really always wanted to do, or, mm-hmm. you know, it was that like the passion was there, but until like a certain event, or, you know, like having a baby and not wanting to pay for childcare or whatever, you know, it's like, it's interesting how that works out.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, the whole reason I always was like, yes, this is the dream to have this be my full time. But I've always struggled, you know, with that scarcity mindset. And so I was like, no, what if I can't support myself? And mm-hmm. so I always had other jobs. When I bought all my camera equipment, I found a third job cleaning houses so I could pay it all off as fast as I could.
Which is smart. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nice to not have any debt.
Yeah, I've actually been debt-free doing my business pretty much up until this past year. And then I was like, if I'm going to grow, then I needed to start investing more. So,
yeah. Ooh, I want to talk through all of that. That's all very interesting. I feel we have so much to cover.
Okay.
Because one, I know you are a full-time stay-at-home mom. So your kids are both of your kids always there, or one of your kids go to school, or do you homeschool?
Both of them are here full time, and my daughter will be school age coming up this fall.
Okay.
She was born after the school year started, so she'll actually be six the fall. But I think we're leaning towards homeschool, and I have no idea how I'm going to do it. But that's what we're leaning towards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a big learning curve I have ahead of me.
Okay. So I want to talk about that, because you have run your business with zero childcare.
Yes.
And then second, the scarcity mentality situation. And third, the idea, because a lot of people will say, you know, it's too expensive to start a business, or, you know, they get into it with debt or whatever. And I love that you're like, yeah, I'm going to buy this, but I'm going to like, your ego wasn't too big, or you weren't like, oh, that's beneath me, or, you know, whatever, where you were like, I'm going to clean houses so I can pay this off. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that. There's nothing wrong with doing something that either you don't want to do, or you wouldn't normally do, or whatever, to help advance you.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes people get into the idea that, you know, if photography isn't my full-time income right away or whatever, that I'm like a failure. No, sometimes it's a stepping stone. We need to do certain things that we normally wouldn't want to do.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. In the very beginning, I just had, you know, like a Canon EOS, like a crop sensor, and I had outgrown that because I was using one of those in the very beginning, doing anything and everything, you know, shooting, charging a ridiculously small amount.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, during like all the Black Friday and Christmas sales, I was like, okay, I'm gonna get a new camera. But if I get a new camera, I need lenses. And so I bought two lenses and a camera body. And actually, I am very fortunate. My mom actually bought them for me, but I was paying her back. So she put it on her credit card, and I set up a payment plan to get it paid off in a year.
Wow.
And so I picked up a cleaning job. It was, and I went to their house 2 to 3 days a week because they ran their business from their home. And yeah, once I paid it off, I was gone. I was like, I can't do this anymore. Because not only was I doing photography jobs and I was cleaning houses, I also worked for a company where I did school portraits. So I traveled to school every day, Monday through Friday, sometimes Saturdays, and I did all the yearbook and spring portraits.
Oh, wow. So you've had some diverse experience.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Wow. Cool. Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about, well, okay, I'm trying to figure out where I want to start. One thing you said is that you do have a little bit of business debt now. Can you tell us, because you said you needed to invest in order to grow. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Okay. So basically, everything I've done has been, you know, do it yourself, DIY. I had built my own website. I figured out bookkeeping as much as I could. Like basically everything's DIY. And it's done me well, but I'm finally getting to the point in my talent and in my skill as a photographer that I have far outgrown my skill as, like, say, a website person or a branding person. I've never officially branded myself. I've never had anybody write copy for me or anything like that. I've just kind of figured it out. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from that. Like they hear my voice, they connect with me. But also with motherhood, I used to only shoot outdoors and do outdoor boudoir. That's like my main focus. And within the last, like, I would say 2 to 3 years, I started shooting more studio just because of my kids. And it was kind of easier to get everything set up here in my home studio.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, is how are you doing studio shoots if your kids are always with you?
Yes. So at least when they're home, I'm getting ready for a studio shoot. So I'm cleaning the house, I'm getting everything ready. Everything is set up temporarily, and so I can break it all down. And then when I actually have my shoot, I either schedule my shoots on my husband's day off or if my mom is off. And so those are now my only forms of childcare. So my husband has different days off a week. And so it's not always like set, like, oh, I'm always shooting Tuesdays and Thursdays or whatever. It's always different. So anyways, because I've added studio and, you know, those types of things, I felt like my presence, I definitely had outgrown what I knew how to present myself online or just how to explain exactly what I do. And so I opened up a business credit card, and I am actually in the middle of having a brand new website designed. And so, yeah, I finally have hired out. Like, this is probably the biggest mm-hmm. Investment I've made for myself. And so my particular journey has been very, very slow but steady growth in business.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
There's nothing magical that has happened. I still struggle a lot if I see other photographers or whatever, and they're just like booming. I'm like, mm-hmm. It's okay. Every year I'm doing better.
And that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Everyone is on their own path. And maybe those folks don't, you know, maybe they do have childcare, or maybe they don't have kids, or maybe, you know, they have other income streams coming in from a partner or from a full-time job. Like, there's so many different routes that people can take mm-hmm. with all of this. And I know, oh gosh, I know that can be so hard when you see other people, and it's like, oh my gosh. Whenever I get that feeling though, Laura, when I see someone who is maybe making me feel a little bit of, I don't know, envy, I guess. And mm-hmm. Sue and I have talked about this quite a bit. It's like, okay, so what do they have that I want? Mm-hmm. You know, and what do I need to do to get there? And again, I think there's two parts of it. One, what do I need to do to get there? And what is it that they have that I want? But two, to remember exactly what you just said, that we all have our own life circumstances and things in our way and things that help us and all of the things. So it's, yeah, comparing ourselves is hard, I guess. Mm-hmm. Long-winded way of saying that.
Yeah. And you know what, though? What keeps me going is that, so now that I did hire someone to brand me and build out my website, I am incorporating everybody that sees me, like how I present myself on social media. They're like, oh yeah, you're the photographer that has a baby in a carrier on her back, and you're doing your thing. And people are like, we're inspired. Like, you're such a, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, like, you're such a badass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. At what you do, like, and they're always asking, like, how do you do it all? And I'm like, oh my gosh, if you could just see, like, the state of my house right now, like, I don't do it all. I don't do it all.
Yeah.
I literally, like, I plan my weeks. Like, I just do a day at a time and just kind of figure it out and roll with it. But I mean, I'm sure a lot of other mothers are very aware of like the childcare crisis, mm-hmm. like here in the United States.
It's rough.
Like, plus just, you know, family values, whatever you decide to do, where you want to put your, where and who you want to be watching your children. Luckily, I never thought I would be like a stay-at-home full-time mom. I'm a very independent and ambitious person.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes looking at, you know, stay-at-home mom, like quote-unquote work, like it is very much work. A lot of people don't really look at that as work. So I feel like I definitely have like two full-time jobs.
Yeah, it's true.
Caring for them, but that's why I was like, okay, like if I run my own business, it can be flexible. And because of that, I am inspiring and attracting a lot of mothers. So that's a big reason why like motherhood shoots have been added to what I do, because a lot of other moms are like, I want to connect with you. I want to be mm-hmm. photographed by you. You know the struggle.
Yeah. When I scroll through your Instagram, that's what I see. I see motherhood. I see moms. I see babies. I see pregnant women. You know, I see a lot of just motherhood. Mm-hmm. And something that you had said somewhere, I don't know if I saw it on Instagram or if it was your website. Oh, no, right here on Instagram. It says, taking your photo with a babe on my hip. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not hiding it.
That, no.
Like, I might have my baby with me. I know you said your husband sometimes will take the kids on shoot days or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not hiding it. And I think that's great, because someone is either going to be like, not my thing, or they're going to be like, hell yes, that's great. And then I don't have to worry about if my baby, you know, isn't doing what they're supposed to do during the photo shoot, or she's not going to judge me. She knows what exactly. It's like, you know, it could go either way.
Exactly. I feel like, I mean, it's definitely hard. It is definitely hard, especially my son. He did not like anybody else but me. And so most of his first year, he was in a carrier and he was on my back. And I remember doing a motherhood shoot and he was, I don't know, 3 or 4 months old. And I have him in the carrier on my front and I'm nursing him while I'm shooting.
Oh my gosh.
It's not ideal, but like yeah. It is hard. But the women that I'm photographing, whether they're mothers or not, they were like, yes. And so not only with like my first, like, yeah, I'm going to take your portrait. I'm going to make you look amazing. But I'm also redefining what it means to be the working mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't have to apologize that we have children. We shouldn't have to apologize for our circumstances. Like this is real life and I can still create beautiful, beautiful work and connect with you even yeah. more so, because I'm in this, very yeah. much in this messy, messy middle.
I think the flip side of it too, though, is exactly what you said. But also, you know, I was of the mindset, and granted, I didn't want to be away from my kids a whole lot, but there were times when I wanted to be away from them
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to go and do photo shoots. Granted, I was pumping in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I didn't want to apologize for not wanting to be with my kids 24/7. And I don't think that that means I have less family values. I just think for my own, I needed to just full on focus on, maybe it's the ADHD in me. I don't know, but I don't think I would have been able to serve my clients as well as I did with my son there
mm-hmm.
because I would know that like if he needed something from me that I would just have anxiety. Like I, mm-hmm. if I, you know, I don't know. So I feel like there are so many different ways to do it. And there is literally nothing wrong with the way you did it. There's nothing wrong with the way that I've done it. There's people in between. There's people on the exact, you know, it's just figuring out what's right for you.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
You know, what works well for you.
No, I will not lie. now that my kids are older, I'm just like, no, there's no way they can be here. Yeah. No, no. Like when they're babies, that's one thing. Mm-hmm, but totally.
They snooze a lot. Like the, you know, you can get them to sleep on your chest. Like, yeah.
Yeah. True. It's, but no. Don't get me wrong. I full on enjoy kid-free photo shoots. Mm-hmm. I mean, tomorrow I have an outdoor sunrise boudoir shoot tomorrow morning. And my kids will not be with me. But that time, that connection out in nature and photographing another woman, like that's very much my own, like what I need.
Mm-hmm. It sounds beautiful. Yeah.
Yes. Like we're both there right at sunrise. And I'm kid free and I am fully tapped into, you know, my own power as an artist mm-hmm. and as a woman, and I'm not there being a mother. So I fully enjoy being away from them as well.
how did you handle the work that you have to do at home? Like I remember finding myself the times when I was the most irritable or frustrated. Was when I was trying to be, like I had two hats on. I was trying to be mom and work at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I realized I had to have some serious boundaries around that because it wasn't my kids' fault. It wasn't my client's fault. It wasn't my fault. My brain was just being pulled in too many directions. And so I had to really, I had to like dial that in and have things be very separate. Like how have you managed that?
I mean, to be honest, like it's, I haven't always managed it. I kind of feel like I'm on the brink of not managing it. But honestly, what helps me is my why behind it all. And to know that this is temporary. So
that's a good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, my daughter is about to start, she is about to be school age. So in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh, like we're here.
Oh, unless you homeschool.
Well, yeah, unless we homeschool, of course. We haven't totally decided on that yet. But
it's something we've considered for our kids. I mean, it doesn't make sense for us at the moment, but it's something we've thought about, you know, and for, we love to travel so much. Like we mm-hmm. want to, you know, take our kids to Costa Rica for 3 months or travel through Southeast Asia. Like they're, you know, so for us, it's more of like a traveling situation where we've considered homeschooling, but mm-hmm. my sister-in-law and my brother, well, my brother worked and my sister-in-law homeschooled, but they did it with 4 kids. And I was always like, how in the hell did you do
I
that?
Know.
Like,
I know.
You know, I mean, but I feel like if you make that decision, you find a way.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I'm living it every day, but I go into the day. Like, I know, like, I honestly don't know what I'm going to get out of the day. Like, my kids could play outside all day and I could edit a whole gallery and it's just a mm-hmm. breeze of a day. But other times my daughter's, you know, coming in and, you know, what are we going to do today? I'm bored. And my son, I'm still nursing him. And so he wants to climb on my lap and mm-hmm. wants me to nurse him. And I feel like I get nothing accomplished. But what I've learned is that, yes, this is temporary. And then I guess my boundaries, how I've kind of set up boundaries for that or my process is I've changed my processes with my clients and my expectations. And so instead of being like, oh yeah, I'm going to get your images out within the week and your prints will be ordered and everything like that. No, I'm very clear on my process and expectations. So I say, yeah, I watch my kids full time. I like to give this much of a runway to get things done. My goal is this, but your products will be in your hands within the next 6 weeks, you know? So as long as I'm very clear with that and not putting as much pressure on myself to just pump out work because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not a machine. That's been a lot easier.
You must be in, well, I'm curious if you are kind of a maybe go with the flow, more easygoing kind of person.
I mean, I wouldn't really, I'm definitely not a type A.
Yeah.
So I'm ambitious and I'm hardworking, but I'm not like a type A scheduled person. Mm-hmm. And I've honestly never been that way. I think that's why I've always worked multiple odd jobs because I like doing different things and the mm-hmm. flexibility with it. And my day to day is always different. There is some kind of chaos with it, But I also think learning from more like from us following social media and how ADD is coming very prevalent in women, like in their 30s now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, I think maybe I might be ADD. So that's just, no, I'm not a very scheduled person. I'm very much like, okay, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Today I'm going to take my kids to the zoo and tomorrow I'll edit a gallery, mm-hmm. you know?
And that is the beauty of having our own business is we do get to, we get to decide that. We get to design what our week's going to look like. But now it when it comes to your business and like shoots and getting income and things like that, what has that looked like for you? Has it been pretty consistent? Like how many shoots are you doing per month? That sort of thing.
I mean, I would definitely say it varies month to month. Like here in Texas, since I do shoot a lot of outdoors, my slower months are actually in the summer.
In the summer, yeah, because it's so hot. Yeah.
Yes. So spring and fall are my big, like right now I'm pretty busy. Like I have, let's see, I'm looking at my calendar. I have 4 shoots in the next 8 days.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're busy.
But the week after that, I don't have any shoots scheduled.
Oh, so, okay. So it balances.
Yeah, it balances, and it and like I said, I'm kind of at the mercy of when my husband is off work, mm-hmm. and so luckily he's able to make his schedule for the most part. But he gives me like 6 to 8 months in advance with his days off, and I write them on a calendar, and I'll be like, okay, these are my available days when I have an inquiry, and then we'll just. We go around that. My husband is off 2 days a week. I try to only take one of his days off a week so he can have like a full day to decide what he wants to do.
Right.
It doesn't mm-hmm. always work out that way. But yeah, that's how they're planned. So I just see when he's off and then I schedule it. And then he takes the kids to the park or whatever for, you know, 2 to 3 hours. And then the rest of the day is, you know, family time. I'm back on mom mode.
Yeah, very cool. Let's talk a little bit about your, just kind of like the outdoor boudoir kind of, you know, most of the shoots that you do, you said were outdoor boudoir. Mm-hmm. But when I'm looking at your Instagram, I do see a lot of motherhood that's kind of inside.
Yes.
So it looks like you're doing a little bit of both.
Yes. So I would say most of my motherhood shoots are inside.
Okay.
I honestly don't know how that ended up being that way, but most of the time when I'm doing like a consultation, I'd be like, okay, are you interested? You know, what are you drawn to, outdoors or studio? And most of the time they're drawn to more studio for motherhood. And also it's just a little bit easier if they have like small babies. They like, you know, the comfort of being inside. So it's kind of worked out that way. I did recently do a motherhood shoot that was outside at sunrise, and that was beautiful.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful. I wonder if it's a little easier to have a baby kind of out of the elements mm-hmm. inside, you know, because outside I just feel like it gets a little trickier, like bugs and humidity and I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't just like put the baby on the ground and... Yeah, you know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
yeah. Texas is kind of like a mixed bag, too. Like, it could be January totally. And 80 degrees, or it could be, you know, an ice storm. You just really, really never know.
Hey, just a quick break to tell you that since you're here listening, you have access to a really great offer. For our listeners only, we have a special promo code you can use to get 50% off the cost of membership. Just go to theportraitsystem.com or click the link in the description and use the promo code podcast50 to get 50% off of a membership. We rarely discount membership, so this is a big deal. As I hope you already know, the membership is how I and so many guests on this podcast reached our success, and it gives you access to countless amazing videos, an awesome community, and all the tools you need to build a massively successful business. So use the code podcast50 now to join the community and to start building the business of your dreams. I'll see you there.
How are you marketing these outdoor shoots? I mean, I see it all over your website and everything. I know you said you're working on a new website, but your mm-hmm. current one where it's, you said, empowering women to unplug and find their calm and confidence through nature and boudoir. And then, mm-hmm. you know, you can see what you do. It's everything's very obviously there. Mm-hmm. But if they don't have a means to come to your website right away to see this, like, how are you putting it out there?
I mean, I guess Instagram, I mean, as far as like an online presence, I do a lot of behind the scenes and I post that on my stories. And at this point, I feel like because I have been doing it for so many years, like at least the outdoor boudoir portion of it, if someone inquiries, oh, I'm looking for a boudoir photographer, I'm known for doing outdoor within, I guess, my area. So a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, this woman, she does outdoor boudoir. It's totally different. So word of mouth has helped me out a lot because I have been doing it for years. So I'm finally getting to that point.
That's awesome.
I also have been collaborating with other women or mom-owned businesses to where I'm like, hey, like depending on their business, if I can hang up work in their offices. I actually collaborated with a chiropractor. She is like a pediatric prenatal chiropractor.
Oh, nice.
And I started off the, you know, the relationship on, you know, actually she found me. I think that's how it started. She found me, wanted to do an outdoor boudoir shoot. So I photographed her and then we started collaborating with our businesses. And I asked if I could hang big pieces of artwork in her office. And so we started doing that, like with a referral service. And so that's how I get in front of people that way. Yeah, but I would say mostly where through online, it's Instagram and the behind the scenes that I shoot. And plus I have, I always ask for a review.
I noticed that on your, if you click your links in the Instagram, super smart. One of the first things that there's like three options. There's like take a quiz about boudoir. And then there was.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing floral portraits right now. Yes.
Yep. Which is very cool. And then the third one says leave a Google review. And I think that's super smart. You're making it really easy for your clients to go there and do that.
Yes. So right after their shoot, right after I get done with their shoot, I always thank them, giving a hug. And I always say, hey, I'm going to be sending you a series of emails. And one of them is going to have a link. I would love, you know, to my Google review. I love to hear about your experience. And if they don't do it right away, then I, you know, mention it again, you know, after we do their photo reveal. And then if they still, I'm like, I just basically can, after every step in the process, I mention it. Would love to hear about your experience if you ever have the time. And I like email or I will text the link to make it very simple for them to send me a review.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. Now, are you using any sort of hashtags or, you know, because, yeah, we can post on Instagram all day long, but for people to actually find us.
I actually don't. Yes.
Is, and I know you said word of mouth, which is great. You know, you've built that up. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. But
I think in the beginning, yes, I did. I use a lot of hashtags and things. I've honestly, I mean, like most of us, I've kind of really grown weary of social media. And just keeping up with it. And I definitely go through seasons where I'm like on top of it. And I'm like, I'm going to post reels and things every day. I haven't been using any hashtags. But I will admit, like making reels, like if I'm making, because that's why I always do behind the scenes now, is if I'm like posting a reel or several reels from one shoot, that's getting me the most traction. And then people are sharing it because, you know, it's springtime right now and I'm just shot in this incredibly beautiful place and I'll tag the location. And then this location, it's funny, a lot of people in Austin don't know about this outdoor location, but people travel to Texas to go to this place. It's like it's called Krause Springs. Krause it's Springs. Beauty.
Where in Texas? I used to live in Austin.
It's in Driftwood. So it's about 45 minutes from Austin. If you take, I don't know if you remember the roads here in Austin, but if you take 71 all the way like out towards like Lake Travis and all that, there's a town called Driftwood. It's called Krause Springs. There's a waterfall. It's very lush with butterfly gardens. It's one of those places where if you see an image on Instagram and you think like, you think the hashtag like wanderlust, like, you know, you go out
does
there.
Does this
and,
have, it's, there's, okay, I could be wrong here, but there's a photo that you posted that's really beautiful. It's a woman, she's laying on her side. There was the reflection of the water.
That is Krause Springs.
I knew it. It's yes. So beautiful.
Thank
this photo
you.
Is gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah. People see that. Like, I feel like I don't really... With the, I think the location is what's doing the marketing for me, to be honest, at least with these, with this particular type of shoot, because people see that location and they're like, yes, I want that. Mm-hmm. And I am fortunate enough to have developed, my husband's family is their family friends with the people who own Krause Springs. And so they're now my family friend.
Nice.
So yeah, like, if everyone's like, oh, yeah, I want an outdoor shoot, I'm like, okay, here is my special location. Like, this is like my own personal outdoor studio here. And I think that that place just speaks for itself.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny because that was one of the photos that really stuck out to me when I was scrolling. So.
Oh, yeah. That used to be all of my work all over my Instagram. But like, ironically, a lot of it, because I have been shooting so many maternity and motherhood just lately, a lot of my work has just been indoors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, honestly, it also depends on who wants to sign a model release. Like, not everyone.
Totally. It's a really great.
Not everyone wants me to show their naked photos out in nature.
Yeah.
Online. Yeah, so.
Totally. I understand that for sure. For sure. I do want to say that if you are, this goes for not just boudoir, but any clients, that if you're doing a portfolio building shoot and this person is getting these photos like for free or whatever, that is like, yes, they need to sign something saying that you can use these photos. But if this is a paying client, if someone says to me, I don't want my photos anywhere, even if they're fully clothed or whatever, not a problem. They will not be anywhere. Mm-hmm. Because if this is a paying client, I need to respect them and their privacy. And my marketing needs come secondary to making sure this client is serviced how they need to be. But again, if it is a portfolio building shoot, that's a completely different story. But I just wanted to put that out there.
Oh, yeah. And I want to also put out there, like, that's how I got started being known for outdoor boudoir. Like, I basically got a hold of... There's like, I think it's probably in every city, but there's like an Austin model and photography Facebook group. Or I just met people through other friends and I just would ask. I'd be like, hey, I want to do outdoor boudoir. Do you want to be my model? And then I basically, every other week, I did a portfolio building shoot. And I was not getting paid for most of my work. None of it was getting paid. It was all portfolio building. So yeah, that's how I got known for it. And even though they are a portfolio shoot, yeah, I always had them sign a model release.
Yep, definitely. All right, let's move on and talk a little bit about your pricing structure and how you price both outdoor boudoir and motherhood. How does that work for you?
Well, I followed, you know, Sue Bryce's education on pricing. Everything is the same across the board. It doesn't matter what genre. So I made it very, very simple. And it doesn't matter if it's outdoor or studio, everything's priced the same. I have the same booking retainer, same packages, same products.
And all of this is on the Portrait system too, if people are wondering about all of
that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Go for it. Sorry. Just a little side note there.
You want me to like name everything?
What is your smallest package? What does that start at and kind of go from there?
My smallest is $2,500. So that includes 10 images. And that also includes the booking retainer. So if they pay the booking retainer, that is credited towards any collection that they choose. So my booking retainer is $500.
Okay.
And then I have a 10-image collection that is $2,500, a 20-image collection that is $3,500, and a 30-image collection that is $4,500. And then my 20 and 30 image collections come with a piece of complimentary 16 by 20 wall art to kind of give that extra incentive to bump up.
I love that. I love the extra, you know, value add there.
Yes. So those images can be either in a folio box or an album. And then I have separately, I have my wall art collections, which I actually just started offering like full on wall art collections that I order from Graphy. And then those, yeah, I have those that are separate.
Cool. All right. And what's your average sale, do you think?
I would say my 20 image collection is my $3,500.
Oh, fantastic.
Is right. Yeah. Right around there.
Yeah. That's great. Good for you.
I do. So whenever I do my consultations, like I'll say, you know, my booking retainer is $500 and images a la carte start at $300. But if you choose to invest in a collection, you know, the bigger the collection, the less per image it is. So if they get my 30 image collection, it's only $150 per image.
Yep.
And so I have that kind of all written out on the pricing PDF that I send their way. And Smart. Then we go over that during their consultation.
Yeah, I think it's smart to lay it out where they can see the value. Where, you know, my smallest package, it's $300 an image. But if you get the, you know, or whatever, and then how it goes down. Yeah, it's like psychology of selling, really. I mean, it's a better value if you get more.
And I didn't really dive into all that with pricing until, like, I would say, you know, 2020, 2021. It has not been that long that I have been charging a sustainable price. Especially when I started breaking down the numbers of being a mom. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to support my family if I'm not charging
sustainably. So you were charging less before.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Embarrassingly less.
Well, we've all been there. Yes. We've all been there, Laura.
you know, and I totally, and it worked for me because I had other jobs. And in your 20s or whatever, you may not be worried about retirement or savings or any of that. So it worked. It did what it needed to do. My old pricing.
Yep.
But as my, you know, my skill grew and the products that I was offering grew, like I now offer Graphy products. So did my pricing.
All right. Fantastic. Very cool. With your session fee, do you include hair and makeup or anything with that?
No. So I do not. That is a thing I wish I did. Like I think that would help elevate my client experience and also just, you know, my editing on my end. But I know I don't. I'm finding it actually very hard to find a hair and makeup artist that would be consistent and that shows up, you know, before sunrise.
Yeah, before sunrise is a little tricky. Yeah.
It is. But
I mean, it sounds like you're doing fine without it.
No, I am. But I don't just like leave my client, be like, oh, you know, sorry, I don't offer it, if they do ask. Honestly, a lot of my clients opt out of it anyway. Like, I'll be like, well, I have these recommendations. I've worked with them before. They're like, no, because the feedback I've heard is that they end up not really liking, like they don't feel like themselves with their hair and makeup. And so it's kind of been an advantage not having one. But I just don't leave them high and dry. Like I have like a whole, I call it like a skin and makeup prep guide.
Oh, that's nice.
And I got all these tips from a makeup artist that actually used to live here in Austin. And she moved to New York, but she has a whole online education program that's subscription based. And it's like $12.99 a month, and she has all these videos, and she has videos for like specific for photo shoot makeup with product lists. And
what's it called?
Her name is Makeup by Kelly Ann.
Oh, cool. So if maybe you're in a position where you can't have a makeup artist, this could be a good option. Yeah.
Extremely good option. Like I would say so. Even if you just take, like if you subscribe to her platform and you learn from her and you take like the tips and things, you know, specific to the types of shoots that you're doing or whatever. Like I have a whole like 7 steps to glowy, dewy skin for your photo shoot. And I learned those steps from her. And my clients are like, yes, I've, you know, they love that extra help because they always feel lost in what to do.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I would. If it were me getting photographed.
Yeah. No. So and I also say, like, I can attest to this makeup because I did it. I followed her steps for my own maternity shoot, and I followed her steps for my makeup before I gave birth. And my makeup turned out great. So I do offer my clients lots of like prep work, lots of help on how to prep for their photo shoot.
Yeah. Awesome. Very cool. Well, this is great. I'm excited. I'm excited to hear how your flower photo shoots turn out. I'll have to be watching your Instagram because that's coming up, right?
It is coming up actually this weekend. So yeah, so I would say what I've learned a lot from the Portrait System, or like Sue Bryce particular, is when she always says like, write down 20 ideas. Like if you're slow or whatever, write down 20 ideas. And I've been wanting to do these types of like, the floral portraits, you've probably seen them on Pinterest where you just basically they're holding
like baby's breath or
yes,
or yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Floral bouquet. And anytime I incorporate florals into my portraits, just any portrait, I always get a lot of positive feedback. So I thought I would offer like short sessions.
Yeah, that's great.
This. And so I wrote down this idea a couple of years ago and I'm finally getting around to it.
Fantastic.
And I'm collaborating with a local like florist. And so she's going to be putting together the bouquets. And then after I take their portrait, I'm going to be wrapping up their bouquet for them, like all pretty. And
yeah,
so, you know, and they can take it. Yeah, they can take that home with them.
Cool. And then they're paying a session fee and then they can buy their photos separately.
So their session fee is going to include two photos. Okay. And then I have, like, I'll be doing a photo reveal with them. And then whatever they want on top of that will be extra.
Oh, that sounds great. Very cool.
But anytime I do short sessions like this, they book online and they're automatically entered into like my email, mm-hmm. like an email workflow. Mm-hmm. And then they're sent like an email, kind of with that skin and makeup prep guide that I just talked about. Like they're sent how to prep their skin, and they're sent a wardrobe guide. And this is all automatic. And then they're sent my processes, what to expect. And then they're also sent what it includes and if they want to purchase more. And then so I show products, I show prices. And so they're fully educated.
Yeah, good.
Before their photo reveal. And so once I do their photo reveal, I'm hoping they're educated and they're ready to, you know, purchase a collection or purchase more.
Okay. Awesome. I'm excited to hear how this goes. Fantastic. You have a lot of really great stuff going on, and you'll have to keep me posted too as you go through, you know, changes with your daughter starting in just a couple months, kindergarten, or whether or not you decide to do that or homeschool or whatever. And, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of full-time stay-at-home moms and dads out there who want to hear more stories like this. Yeah. So it's great.
Yeah. I would say like the biggest help with watching them full-time and while I work, like you said too, you said like, I'm wearing too many hats and I'm getting super frustrated. I've just learned, like I just explained, like an email workflow, like automation has been like my biggest friend, mm-hmm. Like with the email automation, like it takes some work prior, but that's what's been honestly keeping my business running, is so I don't forget any steps and my clients still feel like they're being taken care of because all the emails and everything are already mostly pre-written. And before I send them, like I'll personalize them, you know, according to them and their particular shoot. But I would say that has been what's, I don't want to say like justifying my prices, but that's what's been adding all the value.
I like that, adding all the value.
Yeah, that's been the value of what I'm offering.
Yeah,
I'm literally sitting, you know, right here by my kitchen counter, and I'm doing all this.
Yeah.
So
yeah, awesome. All right, well, I do have a couple more questions for you that I always ask at the end of each episode, and the first one is, what is something you can't live without when you're doing a photo shoot?
Oh, and I know you ask these questions. Not something I can't live without while I'm doing. I mean, I would say two things, and both are kind of obvious, is a really good playlist. Mm-hmm. I always send out a questionnaire and I ask them like what their, you know, their vibe is. Like, this is my vibe. Is it yours? What do you want to listen to? and I would say on like my phone to do all the behind the scenes. So I shoot all my own behind the scenes with my iPhone. Nice. And that's what helps with my marketing.
Do you just put it like up on a tripod or something?
I do both. Like I'll do both throughout. I'll put on a tripod. I'll do like a time lapse sometimes. Or I'll be taking their picture and I'll be like, hold on, hold that pose. And I'll pull out, you know, my phone and I'll do like a little 3 to 5 second clip. And then at their photo reveal is when I show them their behind the scenes video. And so I tie it all together with their still images at the very end. And that I definitely feel like adds so much value to their shoot because they're expecting a photographer, but they're not expecting a videographer.
Right. Yeah. That's a nice little bonus.
Yes.
Yeah. Very cool.
And I always make sure that I'm not showing too much, especially if it's a boudoir. Like I'll mm-hmm. show some more modest things. So hopefully they repost it on their socials.
Oh yeah, that's true for the reposting. All right, cool. Number two is how do you spend your time when you're not working? Which I have a feeling I know what that is.
Oh my gosh. Well, for one, I feel like I'm always working because I'm always working in little pockets of time. I have no set work days, which hopefully in the future will change where I do have set work days where my kids are off somewhere else and I can focus. So I'd say my time is usually either spent, you know, playing with my kids, picking up the house, bike rides around, you know, the neighborhood, walking to the neighborhood park, going to get snow cones. Yeah, it's a very like normal, you know, little life that I do every day.
Sweet. All right. Number three is what is a photography specific product that you would recommend?
I mean, honestly, the only thing that I use all the time on all my shoots is a reflector. But I would say what really elevated my work is to actually really invest in a good studio light. And I did just do that last year. I invested in my Profoto B10 studio light. And that changed my confidence because I knew it could keep up with the work that I needed to do, like motherhood shoots. I could not rely on like my hand-me-down light anymore because it would always like skip, like it wouldn't keep up with my my mm-hmm. shutter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And some of those key moments I was missing out on.
Babies move a lot.
Yes. And so when I finally, and that's also why like I started investing in my business and I opened up my credit card is I outgrew all the equipment that I was using. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that, hey, if this is, I hate to say that type of light or whatever, or that's what works for me because I don't want other photographers thinking, oh, I have to have the best light.
Right. Yeah.
To get the best work. So as a caveat, like as a add-on to that particular light that really did elevate my work and make me feel confident that I was capturing everything that I needed to capture, I will say I got a Alien B light off my neighborhood Buy Nothing group. Oh, and nice. I used that light for, I would say, 2 to 3 years. And I was still making $2,000-$3,000 sales.
Oh, fantastic. That's great.
So I do want to add that onto that is you don't need a specific light.
Yeah.
You just, you know.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Last but not least, what would you tell people who are just starting out?
Oh, I mean, to not think that you don't have to just do photography, like to be successful. Like you can do this as a side job. You can do this, like get that second and third job to help support your dream. You don't need all the best equipment. You don't need all the best things. You just have to get started and you have to do it afraid because I remember shooting one of my first models and I remember not knowing anything. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was like, this could be a big fat failure. And I remember telling the model, like checking in with her, how are you doing? Are you okay? How are you feeling? She's like, yeah, I'm doing great. And I was like, I'm extremely nervous. And I was just very open and honest about how I was being. And I feel like that's super relatable. Like, there's only a certain amount of fake it till you make it. You can just be very real and authentic, use what you have, and just hustle and just be a real human being, get those jobs, be nervous, but just do it.
Yeah, I love that. Just keep doing it one step at a time.
Literally, literally one step at a time. I am like the perfect example of very slow and steady growth.
Awesome. All right. And where can people find you online?
Well, my Instagram is my full name. So it's Laura K, K-A-Y, Saucedo. And how you say or spell Saucedo is I like to just say sauce do.
Oh, so it's yeah.
Laura K, sauce do is how you spell it. And my website, it's not up and running yet, but it will be inspirebylaura.com.
All right. Sweet. Well, thank you again. Thanks for sharing all of this.
No, yeah, thank you.
Watch your journey.
Thank you so much for listening to the Portrait System podcast. Your 5-star reviews really help us to continue what we do. So if you like listening, would you mind giving us a review wherever you listen? I also encourage you to head over to SueBriceEducation.com where you can find all of the education you need to be a successful photographer. There are over 1,000 on-demand educational videos on things like posing, lighting, styling, retouching, shooting, marketing, sales, business, and self-value. There's also the 90-day startup challenge plus so many downloads showing hundreds of different poses. We have to-do checklists for your business, lighting PDFs, I mean, truly everything to help make you a better photographer and to make you more money. Once again, that's SueBriceEducation.com.